Hey everyone, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
It looked like a hole.
And welcome to the show. How's it going, everyone?
It's going. Cool. What a crazy episode. I went up and down. I left. I bit my nails. I left some more. I was relieved by the end.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of boring.
Really?
Really?
Yeah,
oh my god, I don't know. I found this episode delightful. Twitter that hates everything. Twitter found this episode delightful.
Yeah, I just
I don't know. If they're finding idols again. I don't know.
Had an entire sequence with Tony's ladder. That was ridiculous and hilarious.
But he didn't fall. So it kind of was like, eh.
Man, you're okay.
It's meant to go this way.
Jack is bringing some old man energy to the show tonight.
Like seriously, good
well,
Lord.
Look, let's just be honest. First week, I get Natalie gets voted off. My final three pick and my winner's pick gets voted off today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
How
okay.
does it affect Jack directly? That's what
that's
all that matters.
Right. That's right.
How could you win and be such a bad player?
I'm
looking at you.
Like seriously,
it would have been
lit the fuse. Was like she was not even on the radar to be taken out. Like,
let's go after Parvati. No, that's a good idea.
What was she thinking?
Oh, I know.
I don't.
And Denise, let me give half my idol to Parvati.
Like that was also
no, that's a stupid idea. There was nobody there for Kim to be like, why are you doing this?
Yes.
Yes.
This is a bad idea.
Yeah, I guess it had some good points. I just was like, oh, God.
I loved it. I
enjoyed it as well. And if anybody's worried about the sound of my voice, I fought a nasty cold.
Yeah, Jay's been really sick. He actually has been out of work since last Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, the Budweiser virus.
Off anyway, and Monday we were off. So really, I've only missed like two days from sickness. But anyway.
You look like crap, if that makes you feel better.
It doesn't. It actually hurts. Just like my lungs hurt right now. But I've got an inhaler with some steroids. Like, I am feeling great right now.
Mm. So you're taking steroids. Are you
in
a trash can to get the count?
I'm ready to join the Astros.
Yeah,
gonna steal some signs.
According to the commissioner of baseball, it's just a piece of metal trophy.
Back to Survivor.
But in a game in which you're supposed to lie, cheat, and steal, I think Rob is still playing a damn good game. But the puzzle, I was just like, I kept telling Colin, I was like, no, he's got this. He can be 30 minutes behind. He's gonna get it. And then that first section is like, look at, he caught up already. And then the middle section just like completely blew it.
Well, you took the problem with what his plan was. He took the pressure off them.
Yeah,
they could just relax and Sandra and was it Sophie?
Sophia? Yeah.
Sophie. They were able to put there was no pressure on them.
Yeah.
Whereas Rob, I see what he was trying to do. But you had just caught up.
Yeah.
That was one of Rob's worst moments on Survivor.
Honestly, I think he was just so shook from, like, Amber going home that I think we saw that Rob is actually a human being.
But I think he had to have known. Like, he knew. He got the token, so
he knew
it was coming.
Yeah, I know. You know how you know, and then you just really hope that there's that. Until
he didn't lash out. He just said, it's part of the game.
Moving on to Sandra, too, and I was like, ooh, is it going to be juicy? But it wasn't.
Because he's
Sandra
smart.
Knows.
He's a smart
player. She doesn't want to, like, bring the target on her back or whatever. But I love how Rob's like, yeah, Sandra had all this time with her. I feel like I'm really tight with her. And then Sandra's like, Rob, you're dead to me. I'm going to cut your throat.
I do like how Ethan went up and goes, dude, you suck today.
I know.
But here's Rob, who's a threat, had his worst. I can't think of a worst performance he ever had in Survivor. All the times he's been on it.
Yeah.
And not a vote. Not even, he's not even on the radar.
Yeah. And it's to the point where, like, even Adam knows, he's like, I'm not going after Rob because he's like the godfather. I'm not even, that's just too dangerous.
Yeah.
It's going to happen because It's crazy. I can't believe he's still in the game.
Yeah. He has a magic then. Whatever it is, he has a magic. I don't think he's going to win. I don't think he's going to win. It would be silly if he made it to the merge. It would be really silly.
I cannot.
There's no way he makes it to the merge.
Listen, if he makes it to the merge, I'm going to need everybody to replay the Jeremy clip. These guys are so dumb over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's the thing is, like, Ben and Colleen, can you read the tweet about Ben, just because I thought it was so perfect about Ben's gameplay this season? I don't know if you have it cocked and loaded or if you just remembered it off the top of your head.
I don't have it locked and loaded, but it was like...
Don't guess it. Okay. Try and find it real quick, okay. And we'll just keep talking. But Ben... what the hell's going on? He's gonna be the idol... but again,
I'm gonna help people find
back.
Idols.
Yeah, I'm gonna help you find idols, and it's like, okay, then why am I gonna keep you around? Like, what are you doing?
He's trying to work on his social game.
I'm sorry, I'm still trying to find it.
But then, and Danny, like, she just blew it this episode, just because.
And like, it kind of came out of nowhere, right?
Yeah, like, and then Ethan's like,
Ixnay on the old school alliance. Say
she's like, well, yeah, and I'm just like, what?
Because even Ben figured it out.
Wait a second, old school, new school. When was I?
She just panicked.
I can see how, excuse me, how it could happen for her, in that she hasn't played in so long, and there's probably a lot of like, and you're out there, and I think just the pressure kind of overtook her, clearly.
Why didn't she just walk up to the three of them and say, hey, are we still doing the old school alliance? But no, she goes crazy, and she, you know, like you said, she outed the alliance, and then she says, I will go after Parberty. I'm like going, or Parb.
Go ahead, Jack, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying that was, okay, you might as well say you're going after Rob again.
Kind of. But my question here is the new school still coming out ahead here, because it was an old school player that's gone? And while the Rob, Parvati, Ethan kind of thing is really strong, that's only three to all the other people. And, you know, Jeremy and Michelle are kind of linked. And then Adam, Ben, and Denise are linked. So out of that, does Rob still have a good enough relationship with Jeremy?
But then why does Danny go home and not Rob or Parvati? If you have,
I think they're saying it's the easy vote. I think they just went with the easy vote because she kind of like blew it up. So why keep her around?
She did.
I get that, but it's like,
and I get the point that you're trying to make as well. And I'm sorry. I'm still trying to find that Ben tweet, which is why I've been a little more quiet. But
it's
I
like
I
that
get...
episode of The Office where Michael asks, what's her name, to get that author to sign a book, and she goes and she just doesn't get it.
What?
What's Bob Vance's wife's name? I'm blanking on her name.
Phyllis.
Phyllis. When she goes to the author and she couldn't get the author's signature.
Yeah.
And she's trying really hard. Colleen right now is really trying to find the tweet. But basically it was, you know, for someone that's gameplay was idle. I'm just really disappointed, Colleen.
I can't. It was like,
I thought you'd save this.
Yeah.
So what it was like, maybe Ben should go back to finding idols because talking isn't working out so well for him right now. It was really funny.
It's not wrong.
But he's still there. I mean,
I really enjoy watching Ben this season. Did you see where he was doing the random dance with himself around the fire? And I don't know.
My feed kept freezing, so I kept going, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
And I know, Jack, you didn't like this episode because your picks are like blowing up. And
I'm terrible.
Tallies for it. But to Colleen's point,
I'm just going to go to looking for idols.
With having this many good like characters on, like there's just good moments, like the Tony moment,
the dumping the bags out at tribal council.
Yeah like,
and
that was awesome.
Kudos to Denise for hiding hers.
Yeah. She did a great job.
I'm surprised they didn't pick up on it though, because it was just a cool moment where you just have these best of the best players and you're just going to get awesome moments like that we got in this episode with the bag.
Do you see Jeremy going swinging over to Boston Rob and Parv and the rest?
I think so, just because who knows? It's like what the devil you know versus the devil you don't. Like, Ben is such a wild card in that he's kind of in the Adam Denise camp, or is Ben just on his own island? And then it's,
well, Adam doesn't want to work with Ben.
But what I thought was interesting was that vote for Parv was that Adam voting for Parv, because Jeremy kind of looked at Adam like, what? Was that you? Even though we all thought we were doing the other thing. So I thought
yes.
that was an interesting little
and
moment
we didn't,
in the episode.
We didn't get to see who did the votes, right?
Not really, no.
No, yeah. I didn't see it, no.
I kind of was figuring it was going to be Danny or surprise Rob. I don't know why. Just because Parvati gave that confessional in the voting booth where she said, I hope that this is the right choice. So I was like, oh, she's turning on someone. Who she
well, why would Adam vote for Parvati?
Well, they wanted to change up the game, remember? So what's, you think Adam maybe was in on it with Michelle and Jeremy, who wanted to take out Parvati?
Well, remember, I think he had the conversation with Michelle and Parvati, Michelle and Jeremy about going for
Well, how many votes did Parv get?
Just one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't see Adam being the guy to just throw away a vote like that. Too smart of a player.
I mean,
know. It could have been, but...
That's why I'd love to see those votes. And the I would guess, Colleen, and you're the more attuned survivor person to like social, but they'll post it on their Twitter maybe or their YouTube page or something like that. Maybe the actual votes this week.
Yeah.
Why are you giggling?
I'm scrolling through Survivor Twitters and it's just making me laugh. I'm so sorry.
Okay. What made you laugh? Share it with the whole class.
Nothing.
Anyway, do you have gum for everybody?
Yeah.
I do not. I'm sorry. And I just swallowed it. And I'm not passing the note either.
And you couldn't find the hole?
I couldn't find the hole. Oh my God, that was so funny. I have Ben, and he just takes it like to the other side of the thing.
Just takes it like, it's over here, Ben.
That's a first, because I don't think I've ever seen someone who couldn't find their hole.
Oh.
On Survivor.
That's what she said.
Originally, I was going with holy crap cakes. But once he said it looked like a hole, that just had to be the...
We also, yeah, not even ladder claws. Can we just talk about Tyson giving and Sophie giving commentary on Tony's ladder?
Yeah.
Which was amazing as well.
Yep. But I love, yeah, Yule, who came with this pretty smart way of getting that fruit down without, like, risking life and limb.
Yeah.
And then Tony just makes this... very rickety ladder to go.
You
up.
Think he could have done a better job with the ladder? Could have taken more time to tie. You know, couldn't you just put hole through the? You know, find some way to put a hole through the bamboo and mm-hmm. tie it up a little better.
I would think
yeah.
so.
I mean, I'm not going to fall 20 feet, break my leg, and lose my chance to win $2 million because of some ladder.
Oh, it's all in good fun, and it's Tony. Clearly, yeah. he is.
Well, it's all good fun until you fall
totally
and break your
different.
Leg.
Anyway, so let's talk a little bit about the episode in more detail. Do we think that Danny was the right person to vote out?
I think so. I think it was the easy one. And
it was definitely the easy one. I don't think it's the right one, but I think it's the easy one.
I think it's the right one in the sense that she was unreliable, right? She was like turning and changing, trying to change the plan. You can't play with a player like that, so why keep her around? You could still get off Rob. You still have plenty of time to get off Rob and Parvati.
That's what everyone's going to be saying. But what's going to happen?
I know it's risky, but like how do you keep what you can't play with Danny? Like what who's going to align with her?
Well, the problem, but she's almost like Michelle at this point.
No,
oh,
Michelle
no, because Michelle
to, like,
knew
to
like yeah.
and not like get, yeah. rustle any feathers.
Michelle had a social game. Rustle feathers.
Like. There, she's it, you can't play with her.
Yeah, she blew up her own game.
Yeah.
And you know, Guatemala.
She was terrible.
Yeah, and you know, it kind of sucks that it was like another woman that went home. But I feel like in this case, it was actually the right choice because she just wasn't playing well and she just imploded.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about Kim giving her half of the other half of the idol to Sophie?
Well, Sophie didn't think it was a good idea.
I get it. I get why she did it, because she was not in that
alliance.
I think she's trying to buy her way into it. Kudos to Sophie being like, cool, bro. Not gonna, you know.
I'm so proud. She gave it to the devil.
Yeah. So I think Kim's kind of just, it's the same. It's interesting to see the difference between this tribe and the other one, where she's clearly one of the best players of all time. So,
and they know it.
And they know it. So they're not going to trust her. That's on this tribe.
Yeah.
And in the other tribe, where you have arguably the two best players of all time, and nobody's really gunning for them yet. I think it shows the different dynamics between the two tribes for sure. I mean, really, I think Jeremy's one of the best of all time, and I think so. Yeah, that's what's the beauty of the season, is that everybody's obviously a good player.
That's why I say, does Jeremy align himself with Boston Rob? Because Jeremy's big with the shields. Well, who's a bigger shield than Boston Rob?
Well, I think that's what won him the other time, but like, you have to change it up a little bit. I think for Parvati, it makes sense to align with Rob, because that's
they're the two biggest threats. Yeah.
So they should stay together. They should stick together, which makes total sense. Because once Rob's gone, then it's Parvati. Or once Parvati's gone, then it's Rob.
Right.
So it makes perfect sense why they want each other at this stage in the game.
Yeah.
But for Jeremy, I don't know if that's the right play, because he's in that tribe. He's one. And now that Natalie's gone, he's kind of out of control, or not in the driver's seat in this. So
that's what I'm saying. Is
there a benefit to aligning Rob? I think so.
Who do you line yourself up with the remaining players? You got Michelle, Ben, Denise.
Well, it seems like
Adam.
Michelle and Jeremy are together. It seems they're together.
Who's that?
Michelle
Adam
and Jeremy.
Michelle and
Jeremy are together.
Yes, so Michelle and Jeremy are playing. Well, at least we saw tonight that they were.
From tonight, that's what it seems like. And then you have Adam and Denise are together, and kind of Ben's in their orbit.
I think Ben, they're just using him.
I really like Ben. I just want to say that again.
Denise didn't even think about giving it to Ben. Yeah. I mean, she didn't even think. I mean,
I know,
it wasn't even
in
the conversation. I'm glad he didn't ask me for it. I'm like, you know, you found it because Ben, yeah. But you don't even offer it to him. So, Ben, I don't care.
Okay, so do we think Ben's got to be in it for the long haul, right?
Well, but that's where it's an interesting time, because you have Jeremy, Michelle, you have Adam, Denise, you have the trifecta of Parvati, Ethan, and Rob, and then you have Ben kind of in that other orbit. So it would make sense from a numbers perspective for some people to go after the Jeremy Michelle collective.
Yeah.
For either of those kind of trifectas. But it's early.
Yeah, but you know, Rob said he doesn't trust Ben, though.
I know. So that's where I would think, if I was Rob, I would try to enlist Jeremy and Michelle.
Because Jeremy's loyal up into a certain point. I mean, if he aligns himself with you, he'll stay with you until he doesn't need you, and that's into the merge. Where Ben, I don't know what Ben's going to do.
Ben, yeah.
I could see Ben being the final three no vote person.
Man, if he somehow makes it to the end, good for him. Good for him.
I don't know, because he's kind of like, I feel like the point that you're making about Danny, Jack, where, you know, you could probably take her to the end because nobody's going to vote for her. I feel like that's the case I'm trying to make for Ben, except Ben probably, he'll probably blow up his own game too.
Yeah.
wouldn't it suck that you're a returning winning player? You've won. And most of these people, a lot of these people are only on there once. So say you go to the final three and you don't get a vote. I think that would suck.
You're still getting a lot of money.
No, I get that, but to me, it's like, okay, I'm a returning player. I made it to final three. I knocked out. I was ahead of 17 other players, and I don't get a vote.
Doesn't matter. Are all the prizes double? So it's like second place.
It's not about prize. It's about. It's matter about. Okay,
You're still third.
I was better than 17 players, and I don't get a vote.
You're still third. I'd take it.
I'd be ticked. I'd be
okay,
mad.
Okay, so anyway, back to the actual episode.
Yeah. I was a cranky upset. Old man.
I'm kind of worried that Kim is going to be in trouble because we saw thing from Sophie. So it's either Kim is going to go
out pretty quickly. She's
or
pre-merge.
Maybe she can't. We were seeing like this Kim redemption story that she can turn the tables or something.
I don't think they let her. Sandra's not going to let her do it.
Yeah.
Well, Sandra.
The one person she tried to bring into the fold said, "Ah, that was a mistake."
That's a good point. But I don't count Kim out just yet.
Can I just say, though,
I truly don't
I do like that the idols they did find were like split up idols, so it's not it's not as easy.
If you're gonna give an idol, at least it's not a there's some strategy
idol.
Behind it.
Let's talk about the tokens and vis-a-vis Extinction Island, Edge of Extinction. So we have Natalie and Amber now on Extinction Island. And there's another advantage for them to find. Poor Amber did not find it, and Natalie found it, and she gave it to Jeremy.
Poor Amber, by the way. Poor Amber. Like, the old school versus new school mentality was super on display at Edge of Extinction.
Yes. I loved Natalie's Jeremy's relationship their first season together, and then Natalie winning and Jeremy then winning his kind of second season. So it's kind of neat to have a different version of that kind of dynamic with Natalie kind of giving this advantage to Jeremy here in this episode. What are your thoughts on it, Jack? You're kind of being a little bit of a bitter Jay here with some of the idol finds. What's your thoughts on the Natalie giving this advantage to Jeremy?
I think Natalie's a great player.
She is.
And she probably got voted out because of the Jeremy Natalie threat, but
yeah.
I think she's a better player than Jeremy. And I think that's why she got voted out. She's playing a great game. I mean, she got lucky. She went to get the water and there it was.
Yeah.
But she gave it to Jeremy, so she got another token. So she's getting getting an advantage, whenever they come back in the game. So far, you got Amber, and now Danny, who doesn't seem to be in the zone at all. So Natalie really has no competition on Edge of Extinction right now.
Yeah,
I think Natalie's going to get back as of now. Natalie gets back in the game
because maybe there's some type of element where she can buy advantages to that challenge to get back in the game with however many tokens. She could end up with like 20 tokens by that point. Like,
right.
It'll be very interesting to see how that plays out. But there is something to that, to your point, Jack, where she's there now with two old school players. She's played it the most recently. She's a badass player, like both from the outwit perspective, the outlast perspective, and the outplay perspective. Like
she also played Amazing Race at least twice. So she's good at strategy, good at challenge. So and she in there was and you know she even said she goes, okay, I have to give this to someone who has a token. Yep. It doesn't do me any good. I give it to someone who doesn't have a token. So she gave it to Jeremy.
Yep.
Well, we
have again. Someone has to buy it. Also, they have to want it.
Well, and that's my question is we haven't seen the tokens come into play yet with anything that's not Edge of Extinction related, right?
No, like they got the list. There's things they can do, like buying comfort, and eventually you can buy advantages at 4 tokens to like challenges or immunity idols or something like that. But yeah, we have not seen anything outside of this Edge of Extinction gameplay yet with the tokens.
Okay.
Shouldn't it be more of it's going to take forever to get 4 tokens at this pace, right?
Well, some of them are halfway there.
Yeah, and I feel like tokens are kind of going to kick in the high gear at merge, in the merge section of the game. It's still early on.
Yeah, the more people that get to Edge of Extinction, I'm sure also will be passing.
You definitely
want
to hold on to your tokens, but I think Natalie is right. Like again, she's odds on favorite to get back in.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't count Kim out if she gets in there because Kim, didn't she tie the record for most individual immunity wins? She did.
Did she?
I'm pretty sure. Or she had the streak for most wins in the row. She definitely had some kind of...
With Kelly? Is Kelly still the leader with that, or did somebody beat her?
I think
But Natalie already has a head start. That's
true. But also, the person that has the best chance of getting back in is one of the last people to leave the game because they haven't... They've had more of the quote-unquote comforts and whatever rewards that they've won or whatever. They haven't been starving out there on Edge of Extinction either.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
I guess we'll see.
I'm trying to think what else happened this episode. I just love the ladder thing. I love the bag thing. That was so ridiculous.
Yeah, I think we hit upon.
I think we did. It was just so much fun. I enjoyed the episode. What?
I enjoyed the episode as well. I know Jack didn't.
No, I'm starting to like it now. I'm over my Danny playing so terrible.
Less bitter right now.
I was worried about her last week. I said, okay, she saved herself. But then I was like going, what are you doing? Oh my god.
Yeah. Well, and I think that we're going to get a lot more moments like the bag dumping out and even the ladder moment, because these are people that know what makes good TV. Rob knew that dumping the bag is out and calling, you know, totally reading Ben was going to, you know, be a great moment that people loved at home. And I guarantee that Tony was like, okay, I can't run around like a maniac trying to find an idol in front of everybody. So let me do something else to like let this energy out. That's still going to be great TV, right? So
he has to anchor himself down.
Yeah, with a 25-foot ladder. I loved it so much, all of it. And then I really like that we're hearing from Tyson, but not a lot, because I think that means he's definitely going to make the merge. I have a very safe vibe from Tyson. Right now,
Tyson's just so mellow.
One of the people I can't figure out though is Sophie. I think that she can either burn brightly pretty quickly, or she could go like final six or seven.
I think she goes far because, again, it's not even in the conversation.
Good point. Well, you know, we haven't had to have more than one conversation at that tribe.
Because the last two, Amber wasn't a shock, and today Danny wasn't a shock. So unless she does something stupid.
I really thought they were going after Rob. Like, I gotta say, kudos, dude, because the internet was rooting for you to go home last week, I think. And this week, people were, you know, kind of seemed that they were more given respect. Respect is due.
Yeah. So.
Indeed. You have to. I mean, he's still twice they've gone to tribal.
The fact that they've gone to tribal.
And he hasn't
twice,
got a vote.
And he hasn't gotten a vote.
And he's sitting there playing a game on a tree and he blew the challenge.
Yeah. And last week, completely
blew it and his name didn't even come up.
Not even once. And last week, Sandra's should have gone home first as well for her tribe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So kudos to all of them.
Which I wonder how much of a help it was for both Sandra and Rob to be with all those new players last time, because kind of seeing and probably getting into the rhythm, getting into the pace,
yeah,
how tribal's going. Like, I wonder how much of an advantage that truly was for them, because they had 36 days of a mind getting in that mindset, and they went 2 weeks after that right into the game. We haven't talked about that yet, but I think that is an advantage for the two of them.
That's a huge. I didn't even think about that. It's a huge advantage. Yeah. Because you look at Danny. Danny hasn't played for what, 12, 13 years?
Yeah.
And it shows.
Yep.
Yeah.
But Ethan's playing a decent game.
Can we talk about Ethan? I really, really feel I picked Ethan as my winner pick, right? Because I feel really great about that still.
I think I did. You picked.
I think Parvati. I picked Ethan.
You did pick Ethan.
Okay. I have no regrets.
But Jack gets to pick a new winner's pick tonight. So.
Or do I risk that she gets back in the game and wins it? I have that option, though, don't I?
That option.
I can just say, let it roll.
I would recommend against it.
It's worth 15 points, right?
I would as well.
It is. You would still get the 15 points, but I would recommend against it.
Well, it's something I'll think about.
You have time. You have time. All right. Well, that's what we thought about this episode. Now it's time to get into what you all thought about it.
You all, everybody. Section.
But before we do that, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right. It's listener feedback time. Time to get into what you all thought about this episode. Colleen, what do we got?
All right. So first email is from Mandy, and it's titled
Mandy
Week 2. Since my email last week was so long.
Yeah, cut it back this time, Mandy.
Asterisk, it wasn't. Jay and Jack kept interrupting the queen.
I don't believe that. Asterisk.
I think the queen was interrupting herself.
No, I think that it was you guys. I'll keep this one short.
Yeah, why was that email so long last week?
It wasn't. You guys kept interrupting it.
It just seemed like it went on and on. And War and Peace wasn't that long.
Yeah. Anyway, she says,
so go ahead, because I don't want to go like last time where it just, you know, 20 minutes later, you're still trying to read the email.
Three women in a row? Ugh. I wish we got Vesepia or Tina back over Danny.
Concur.
Yeah, why didn't we get Vesepia or Tina back?
They may not want to. May not want to have done it. Not want to have. Maybe they didn't want to do it.
Good. I'm sure that this has been addressed out there on the internet somewhere. So, I will. Somebody remind me. I'm going to do some research over the week.
Richard Hatch did say that him and Tina were. He mentioned Tina. And then he changed. And then he stopped. He had mentioned Tina again and said that he was told at the last minute he wasn't going.
Right. You know, I saw that Tina did a Rob Has a Podcast, discussion about last week's episode. So perhaps she talks about why she didn't return there. So I'll do some investigating.
Because she's been on three times? Twice? Three times? Three times?
Twice.
Ladies.
Yeah. Twice.
Well, was she on All Stars?
Oh yeah, you're right. So she was on.
She's three times.
Three times.
She's Blood versus Water.
Yeah.
All Stars, right? And then Australia.
Yeah.
Okay. Next email is from Christy. No, Victoria. I'm sorry.
Victoria.
I have these headphones on because I lost my earphones and I hear myself echoing in both ears and it's really freaking me out.
Just try to ignore or it.
I am.
Max Headroom's in the audience.
All right. Victoria says, ugh, take out Rob already. It's not hard, people. But I can see that he is such a physical value. But man, people, make a move. Not going to lie, he definitely makes the game interesting. And these last three episodes are Survivor Gold because of him. That tribal was bonkers and I loved it. So did we. Well, maybe not Jack. But Jay and I did.
We loved it.
Ben is definitely a hot take, but man, it is fun to watch. I need the subtitle guy to get a mic in between the ears and mouths of everyone because I want to know what's being whispered.
Yeah.
I know.
Did Ben have his teeth
bleached?
They
need to body mic them all before they go. Do they body mic them all? They do body mic them all. They need
to. It's called lav mic. And yeah, I think they should have them lav mic'd. I agree.
No, I believe they are, because you can always see in challenges.
So then why don't they let us hear those little side conversations?
I don't know. Maybe they turn it off? I don't know.
Why don't they turn it off there?
Because the conversation was, yeah, we're still voting for Danny.
Yeah, that's probably.
True. That's true.
That's true. Side note, Jeff was hilarious during that challenge. It didn't matter, though, because this tribe isn't going to take out any big threats anyways. At this point, I'm rooting for Jeremy and Denise and maybe even Adam. I guess I'll just sit by and wait till the big threats have to take each other out. This is the exact same way Boston won, Boston Rob won the first time. Yeah. I have to say that I genuinely hope that we get a lot of the big threats deeper into the game this time around, because they're all just such great, entertaining players.
Yeah. That was kind of the disappointment of. Was it Game Changers? Right, yeah, Game Changers.
Yes, everybody that we wanted to see was gone pre-merge, and then it was just Brad Culpepper and Michaela.
Yeah.
And when Suri in that awful Suri. Vote-out. Non-vote-out. Vote-out.
Yeah, like Suri, actually, I vote-out with, like, yeah, it was lame. And then Sarah won.
Suri, one of the best players never to win?
I think so.
Yes. Yes. Okay, well, that was it for feedback.
All right.
Wow. Well, those were kind of short emails. That was nice.
It is time for our tally of the votes. So
I say we can skip this section. Just skip it.
Well, spoiler alert, you both had Danny in your final three, and I heard her making the merge, so nobody got
any points
for that. I had her
in final three, too?
You did. Oh, my God.
Oh,
it's the
my
Jack
God. Well, she can still make final three.
Jack won last season, so I think.
Only final three left is Michelle.
Jesus. I quit. I'm done.
Jay, you had Michelle in final three, too.
Wait, did I win last season?
No, Jack
I
didn't, won.
I won the season before.
You won.
I won last season.
I don't think I've ever had my final pick go out this early.
It's pretty
usually
early.
My final pick goes to the end.
Yeah, this is
like it's, this is like the world is ending type thing. I think people are like, when they saw Danny went home, they were like, oh my God, Jack's pick always at least goes to the final three.
Nobody got points on Danny. And we said, Colleen, you said Rob was going home. Did not happen.
Did not happen. I am shook that did not happen.
Jack, you said Tony. Did not happen.
Well, if Detroit would have lost, it would have been Kim.
And I said Kim. All right, it's now time to pick for who we think is going home next week. And I believe Jack is up first.
Oh, thank God, because I have no idea, and I need to hear what you guys say first.
You know, in Christie's Fantasy League, though, I was in first place.
Oh, good for you.
I was way out in front. I was way out. I had a really good first week. I don't think I had a good week today. I'm going to go with... I'll stick with Tony. Oh. I mean, Sarah's not even coming to the. I think it's going to be Tony.
We didn't talk about Cops R Us.
Can we just not do Cops R Us? I didn't like it the first time around. I don't like it this time around. Can we just not?
But Tony, like, Tony means it this time.
I don't care. No.
Right. I'm gonna stick with Kim. I think this episode was just giving a little taste of her downfall. And if they lose next week, it's her. Colleen.
Okay, well, I think that you're right that it probably is going to be Kim as well. But I also, to Mandy's, for you, Mandy, I don't want to put bad juju out on a woman going home again.
Yep.
So oh God, this is tough. I feel like I know. Everybody be quiet.
No, take your time.
Okay. I want to pick between
podcast is an audio format, so
fantastic.
Not doing anything.
I want to pick between Ben
Silence is golden.
Or Rob again. Jeremy's gonna oh God, can you imagine it was Jeremy versus Rob and like they just took each other out? That would be very tragic. I'll go with Rob again. I feel like he's always just a safe standby.
So we all stick with our same picks from last week. So will any of those play out?
Well, I'm on fire, so I can't imagine.
And we'll have to see how that plays out. The only person, though, with tally points this season is Jack with 1 point. So,
oh, really? I forgot
at the very
I had
least, Jack, you can leave this episode knowing that you're in the lead.
I could win, couldn't I, with just 1 point?
If nobody else gets a point for the rest of the season, you would win.
It'd be like I'd win by default. I'd be the Michelle of this season.
You would.
Yep. You got 1 point. I'm Michelle. Michelle, if you're listening, we're just giving you a hard time.
All right. Well, that
I like
is
Michelle.
Gonna do it for this episode of Survivor.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. I have to make another winner's pick, decide if I want
to
go.
Oh, that's right.
I'm so used to not having to have another one this early on in the show.
Exactly. Ever.
Usually they're all out by.
I'm going to say I'm going Boston Rob. What? If he gets voted out, I can just pick one again. It doesn't matter. It's 5 points no matter what, right?
No, it's not.
No, it's only one point if you lose it again.
Oh, really? Oh, hold on a second. I didn't know that. Yep, screw it. I'm going Boston Rob. I got a 1 point lead. I got a good bullpen.
Sorry, Boston Rob. We thought you had a great game so far, but clearly you'll be going out next week.
What was that guy thinking picking me?
Oh, man. Well, okay. So our winner's picks. Colleen has Ethan. Jack has Rob. And I have Wendell.
Yeah, Wendell's the town.
You're right, I'm sorry.
Wendell. They're spelled the same, though. I'll give you that.
They are spelled the same.
I always called it Wendell until my sisters moved to Wendell. So now I felt like I should know the correct pronunciation and not be a jerk about it. But it's messing up my appreciation of one of my favorite players of all time, Wendell, still in it to win it. All right. That's it.
It's like I always call San Diego a whale's vagina.
Okay, on that note,
nobody
everybody.
Nobody says that except for Ron Burgundy. Anyhow, that'll do it for this week's episode. Give us a call at 385-390.
You finished with whale's vagina, and you started it with Adam's hole joke. So I think we've come full circle. Yes, I did point that out. Sorry to the children listening.
Nice.
And good luck.
And that wasn't even planned.
SurvivorJJC at Gmail.
Jay is looking at me now like, can I take her microphone off?
.com.
Why are you doing this?
Because unlike Survivor, I don't vote out the women in this podcast.
Can you stop smoking?
I know, I've completely lost my voice.
No, and Jay sounds so much better than he did. I told Jay days ago to go get the inhaler and the steroids because they helped him when he had pneumonia. And it should not have taken 6 days of being sick for you to go do that. I'm just saying.
I was okay, but then when I dropped the kids off at school this morning and I was like gassed and winded, I was like, I need to go to the doctor. I was like,
at least you realized that at a certain point you had to go to the doctor.
Yes. I need to go to hospital.
You're laying there on the ground. I can't get up.
All I did was just take the kids, drive them to the
store. Sir, do you not feel well? I think I need to go to the doctor.
All right. On that note, everybody, SurvivorJJC@gmail.com. Give us an email. The longer the better for Jay and Jack's sake.
Want to thank you for making the show possible. Our patrons, especially Tech from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Magnificent, Joanne with the plan, Drake the Destroyer, and Ed the Creepy Mailman.
Oh my god, it literally took all of your voice left. It was like hearing your soul leave your body.
You my inhaler.
If you want to become a patron, go to patreon.com/JayandJack and go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link at the top right-hand corner of the page.
All right. That'll do it for this episode. We'll see you guys next time.
And don't forget to shop Amazon.
And if you'd like to shop through Amazon, you can go to our Amazon affiliates link at jayandjack.com/Amazon. All lowercase letters.
We'll see you all next week if I'm still alive. Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Peace out.
That's one way for me to win.